Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. My name is Umra Lake and today we bring to you an article by Ajay Bodke, who is an analyst covering economic and financial policy and markets. A World Bank study estimates that every 1 rupee spent on building roads generates an additional rupees 7 in economic value over the medium term. Deriving inspiration from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's relentless focus on ensuring that routes of development reach the remotest parts of hinterland through creation of green and sustainable transportation network rivaling the developed world, the Maharashtra State Road Development Corporation has successfully commissioned the first phase of its ambitious 701-kilometer Nagpur to Amane, 6-lane wide access-controlled Samruddhi Expressway. The Maharashtra government has also announced a 225-kilometer eastward extension of Samruddhi Expressway to cover tribal-dominated districts of Bhandara, Gondia, and Gadricholi, which, despite being rich in natural resources, are suffering from chronic poverty due to lack of world-class connectivity. This extension, once implemented, will pave the way for effective outreach for improvement in health and education initiatives and catalyze large-scale capital investments for generation of mass employment among tribal population. Such economic and social transformation can blunt the appeal of ultra-left radical ideologies and help in mainstreaming vulnerable sections of society. Total capital outlay incurred for the 701-kilometer Nagpur-Amane stretch is estimated at Rs. 55,000 crore. The project will undoubtedly act as the biggest force multiplier for creating multiple economic growth engines in drought-prone hinterland districts of Vidarbha and Marathwada regions of Maharashtra through rapid connectivity to the highly prosperous coastal region of Mumbai metropolitan region. By providing super-fast access to international trade and export markets through the Jawaharlal Nehru Port Trust, travel times for personal transport and cargo will come down by 50%, achieving cost savings and making the local produce more competitive in domestic and export markets. Samruddhi Expressway is ending abruptly at village Amane in Bhiwandi Taluka of Thane district, defeating the whole purpose of faster connectivity to the JNPT, which is 74 kilometers away. To take this mammoth investment to its logical conclusion, the Maharashtra government must build an 8-lane connector between Amane and JNPT. In case space constraints on ground act as an obstacle, an elevated access control stretch needs to be constructed to complement and complete this expressway so as to derive its full benefits. Else, lack of this last-mile connectivity of 74 km will end up substantially negating time and cost savings for use of the expressway. With Bhiwandi's emergence as one of the largest warehousing and logistics hub in MMR region and resulting massive traffic congestion, the imperative to have this seamless spur to the JNPT is all the more important. The Maharashtra government is also constructing India's longest 21.8-kilometer long trans-harbour link connecting Savri on the island city of Mumbai to Chirle on the main island. A seamless connectivity between Samruddhi Express and Mumbai can only be achieved by connecting Amane to Chirle for onward journey to Savri. An exit can be provided at Chirle for the proposed connector between Amane and JNPT. The Maharashtra government's Rs. 55,000 crore capital investment can be further leveraged by the centre by using the Samruddhi Expressway as the gateway to the east coast of India. Prime Minister Modi has always emphasized on the necessity to catalyze large investments in the eastern and northeastern parts of India to achieve equitable growth and create large-scale employment opportunities and centers of growth from Purvanchal to Arunachal. Value addition through optimum utilization of natural resources using skilled local human resources will not only increase all-round prosperity, but also stem large-scale economic migration from this region. The Government of India and the National Highways Authority of India should use Samruddhi Expressway's exit from Nagpur at Shiv Matka as the starting point for constructing 2 6-lane greenfield access control expressways with new straight alignments to seamlessly connect the major ports on the east coast, namely Paradip in Odisha and Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. These will act as direct linkages between the JNPT and major ports on the east coast. These two expressways will pass through the tribal-dominated regions of Chhattisgarh and Odisha, spurring large-scale capital investments by leveraging the region's natural and human resources, leading to proliferation of economic opportunities as well as better health and educational facilities. This will bring seminal change in the lives of tribal population. 2 more 6-lane access-controlled greenfield expressways must be considered to connect the vibrant west coast through the Samruddhi Expressway to the spiritual and cultural heartland of India, namely Awadh Purvanchal region of UP and Bihar. Now, greenfield alignment from Nagpur to Patna through Gondia will pass through the tribal-dominated states of Chhattisgarh and Naxal-dominated districts of southwest Bihar, catalyzing much-needed investments in these economically backward regions that are prone to Maoist insurgency with potential transform fortunes of its inhabitants. Investments in these two access control expressways with greenfield alignments will not only act as corridors that spread Samruddhi, but also as a magnet for religious and spiritual fulfillment for crores of Buddhists, Hindus, Jains and Sikhs through ease of travel to holy cities in Awadh, Purvanchal and Bihar. These four access-controlled greenfield expressways, leveraging the Samruddhi Expressway, will spur lakhs of crores of investment in sectors like manufacturing, mining, agriculture and agro-processing, warehousing, logistics parks, trade, tourism and hospitality, act as a unifying force by encouraging religious and spiritual tourism and most importantly, create immense opportunities for economic and social well-being in some of India's most backward and tribal-dominated regions. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back with another episode soon.